It is Monday morning, and you know what that means. It's time to look at your week ahead, plan it out. But you know what? Where the news is covered, we at least have you covered there. We're joined by Maria Hinojosa, host and managing editor of NPR's weekly radio show, Latino USA. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, Celeste.
And Charlie Herman is with us again, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time for the agenda. And certainly our agenda today has to cover the agenda of the Supreme Court, Maria, because they start their new term. First time with three women on the Supreme Court. But also it's the first time in 35 years that Justice John Stevens won't be there. And we're going to kind of get a clue into what kind of Justice Elena Kagan will be. What do you think the storyline is going to be of the Supreme Court?
I think there are going to be a lot of storylines. I think, first of all, some of the issues that the Supreme Court is looking into are going to be fascinating in terms of real impact on our lives, as usual. In terms of immigration, can a state take away the business license of employers who knowingly hire undocumented immigrants? In terms of video games, love this. Anyone who's a parent of a kid like me, can a state restrict the sale of violent video games to minors, for example, in California? And interestingly, whether or not, in terms of a death row inmate, can he, if he contends that he's innocent, does he have a right to obtain DNA testing on evidence from the crime scene? So all of this is really interesting. But I got to tell you, in terms of brunch yesterday with my daughter, the conversation about the Supreme Court was, isn't this cool that it's going to be three women? And the tone that they sense, that's, you know, a young Latina like my daughter who's saying, you know what it feels like with Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan, that I could actually do this. Like, they are, you know, she knows that I've interviewed Sotomayor. I've told stories of being with her in her chambers and what she sounds like. She's met her. But I think beyond that, it's about how young women, not only in this country, but around the world, are perceiving what's happening here. And for example, yesterday we were like, well, there's Supreme Court justices in Rwanda who are women, in Chile, and already a conversation about, maybe I could do that.
Yeah, so, definitely a historic moment. Yeah. And let's move on to jobs, because I imagine everyone, as always, is going to be looking ahead to the unemployment rate. September's employment report is supposed to be released on Friday. This is the last jobs report before the midterm elections.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal. Charlie, what are we looking forward for this in the report?
Well, you know, what we're looking at is actually the unemployment rate to go up very slightly. Right now it's at 9.6 nationwide, about 15 million Americans out of work. That percentage is expected to go up a little bit, and we may actually see, again, jobs lost in the month of September. But what people are really looking at is the private sector, businesses, and what they're doing. And that number is expected to be about what we've seen, anywhere from 50,000 to 80,000 jobs created in September. You know, this is going to be really important, like you mentioned, for the elections coming up. We'll give a sense of where this is the last really big picture that we'll get about the jobs market. It'll also be very crucial for the Federal Reserve, which is considering starting up some new programs that could have a big impact on the value of the dollar and whether or not there's more credit available. But I think one of the things that's interesting about this is that the president is now pretty much in a period for the next month after this figure comes out of really trying to hit on economic programs that they have in place or ideas that they want to try and get out there. At the same time, there's only so much that the government can do to get businesses to hire, and they have a lot of money on hand. Whether or not they're actually going to, you know, do what needs to be done and hire people, they're still waiting for the economy to look better.
Okay, well, those are the two biggest stories of our week, and I got to ask you if either one of them, Maria or Charlie, influenced your word of the week. Maria, what's your word of the week?
I think kind of, sort of, yes. My words of the week are participatory democracy, because I'm really watching what the Democrats are going to be doing in terms of engaging the electorate that is, you know, getting ready for the midterms,
right.
How they're talking about getting out that vote and revving up people and the rallies that are going on. So participatory democracy is what I'm going to be looking at.
Okay, and Charlie?
It's jobs, and the second word is jobs, and the third word, I think, is going to be jobs.
It seems like that's going to be the word of the week.
I mean, it's really the big deal right now, and there's nothing, you know, the government can only do so much. You could put in place every one of these proposals that the administration is pushing for, and companies
still
in the end, they
change.
Have to decide whether they want to hire.
Well, Maria, let's get a quick update from you on the 33 miners who've been trapped in Chile tomorrow, as of will be 2 months that they've been down there, and they're supposed to be out by Christmas. Does it look as though that's going to happen?
Actually, it looks like there may be a little bit of a celebration coming up in the next couple of weeks. Their Plan B and Plan C down there in Chile are reporting really, really good progress. So it may actually happen this week. But there's some really funny little side stories about it. First of all, whoever knew that tuna fish could really keep people going for so long. So we'll see the effects of eating canned tuna for 2 months straight. I find this really fascinating. They are the miners have been starting to get media training because there are going to be 700 journalists who are going to be there for when they pop out, again, maybe in 2 weeks. And so they're actually talking about how to get their thoughts across to the press. And these miners all have to fit through a 28-inch wide escape tube. So they're getting trained on how to do that and, well, I guess dealing with their weight. But in terms of Chile, I can't leave the conversation without saying that Michelle Bachelet, the former president of Chile, is in New York or will soon be here because she's going to be heading up this new women's group, women's project for the UN. So a lot of Chileans are watching what's happening with the miners, but they're also watching what's happening with the president who they loved, even when she left, had the highest approval ratings, who will be here at the UN.
Okay, and Charlie, last thoughts? I mean, again, as we head into this very crucial time in terms of jobs reports, the meeting of the Fed, I mean, does it look at this point as though the economy is recovering, but really slowly?
It's a bit slow, and I would also pay attention this week. We get the beginning of third quarter earnings, so we'll get a sense of how well companies are doing and how much money they have on hand, and that might give us a sense of could they be hiring soon, but that's what everyone's waiting for.
And that's really the question, is not just their earnings, but whether that's going to result in
jobs.
Right. We're also watching the trial for the first Guantanamo Bay detainee begins today, and the preliminary results of Afghanistan elections are expected to release on Friday. All that's going to be influencing the discussion. Charlie Herman is the economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, and also thanks to Maria Hinojosa, host and managing editor of NPR's weekly radio show Latino USA. Good morning, guys, and thanks.
Thank you.